friends, this year should be a special schuz for every morning, and it should also be Nishmas Maris Esther Basrub Shmuel, Maris Chana Ratzuk Yonah, Maris Halta Chana Basrub Meir Zev. The Rambam in Hilchas Malva Velove, in the 16th chapter in the second halacha, writes as follows. Haya Ruvain Chayev L'Shimon Mone V'Amar L'Levi Holech L'Shimon Mone Zeh Shani Chayev Lo. So Ruvain owes Shimon $100, let's say, 100 zuz, whatever, 100 dinar. And he says to Levi, do me a favor, Levi, go to Shimon and give him this money that I owe him. If he wants to retract, he can't change his mind. And he's obligated to be responsible for this money until, in other words, Reuven is chayev achrayus on this money until the money gets to Shimon. If Levi returns the money to Reuven, they're both chayev achrayus until Shimon gets all of his chov. So again, in the meantime, when Reuven sends it with Levi, Reuven's chayv b'achrayis, and he can't retract. And then when it gets to if Levi returns it to Reuven, so then they're both chayv b'achrayis until the whole thing gets into Hashem's hand. Ad kan midivrei katzur shel Rambam. So the Ravid, achrayis Levi hashaliach eini yodea mahu. I don't get. Where does Levi's achrayis come here? He says that Levi returns it to Reuven, says chayv b'achrayis. Why is Levi b'chal chayv b'achrayis? So the Ravid doesn't understand that. Shulchan Aruch brings two dais. You can look there in the Mefarshim, the Sma, the Shach, the Gra. The Shach says that according to the Rambam, Levi's chayv even ba'onsim. And this is a whole big discussion in this various Mefarshim. There's a Tumim on this, Sifkat and Gimel. There's an Asivus and Kufchavches, Sifkat and Yud. That also relates to this, which is all brought down by Moreno Rabbeinu, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbeinu Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And we are going to go in his Mahalach in order to understand this Machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam, and the way Reb Chaim explains it is that the reason, according to the Rambam, Levi is responsible here is because it's a din of Shomer Shemaser L'Shomer. That Levi was a Shomer, and then he gives it back to Reuven be a shomer, and mitzad that they're both now chayev achrayis, and we are going to expand upon this based again on Reb Chaim's Torah. The Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Chiyuv Matana Siman Lamed Gimel writes in the name of the Marashal that if there's no kohen in town, yochel liskus l'kohen hei slaim de pidgin aben al yedei acher. If there's no kohen in town, person could be mezakeh to a kohen the five sloim of pidgin haben through someone else. There's no kohen in town, so he gets the Yisrael and he's mezakeh the kohen through the Yisrael. That's what the Machane Ephraim brings in the name of the Marashal. The Machane Ephraim argues that since even after the zechiah he can't retract, nevertheless still in his responsibility. It's true that he can't retract, but he's still responsible for the money. Like a lova who's mezakeh piro into the malva yidei acher. And therefore, it's not considered pidyon. Since he's still responsible for it, it's not considered pidyon. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So in the Shari Chaim and Siman Lamed Beis, he explains the machlokas between the Marishal. He explains Pshat and the Marishal, why he says that it is considered a proper Zechiyah. And now we're going to explain differently. Marit Al-Ghazi in the Sof Perek Ches de Bechoros Oz Pei Beis is Mevar Das HaMarishal, that he holds that you can't compare this to somebody who sends payment, that he's Chayav Bachrayas. Because that's Mamun Sheyesh Lo Tovim, that's money that someone is demanding. And therefore the Malve is Toveya, who gave you Rishus to send me this money through this guy. So if he sends it without Rishus, it's still in his Achrayas, it's still in Achrayas of the sender. So therefore he retains Achrayas. But by pitching a ben, that's Mamun Sheyin Lo Tovim. And if he wasn't Mizakeh, a Kohen Al Yidei Acher, then this specific Kohen doesn't have any Zechia more than any other Kohen. And therefore he has no taina to say, oh, I didn't want you to send it with this guy. Shalob Rishusi, you have no Tviya. You have no Schus Tviya, Mr. Kohen, because we can give it to any Kohen. And Adarav, it's a Schus to the Kohen that he should be Mizakeh Yidei Acher, in order that he should be Zocha B'davar that normally wouldn't have a Schus bro. That's what the Marit Al-Ghazi explains. And therefore, according to the Marishal, here he's not Chayv Bachrayis. Here he gave it, and the Kohen has no tainas on him. Why'd you give it to this guy? So since he's not Chayv Bach, because it's Mamun Shein Lo Tovim, because he can give it to any Kohen. So since he's not Chayv Bachrayis, then it's a valid Tzchi, it's a valid pigeon, a valid Tzchiya. So the Chiluk of the Marit Al-Ghazi is based on what he understands, that the reason that he's Chayv Bachrayis is because it's not a schus. The malve, the lov is Chayv Bachrayis, because it's not a schus for the malve to get it when he sends it with a shliach, because if it gets lost and he's not Chayv Bachrayis, then the malve loses. And therefore by Pidgin HaBen, that it's a schus for this Kohen, she is Kelo Acher, even if the father is not Chayv Bachrayis, but at least he has now a chance of getting the money, because there's so many other Kohanim who would get it, and he has no specific rights in this money, so for him it is a schus. For the Kohen it is a schus. And therefore, according to them, to the understanding of the Marit Al-Ghazi, this is Piron Gomer. However, we explained earlier, says Rabbeinu Chaim in the very first siman of the Sefer, that the Yisod HaDin Shechayev Bachriyuso Af Al Gav Din Balach Zareinu Choyzer, the Yisod HaDin that a person's Chayev Bachrayus, even though if he wants to retract he's not allowed to retract, like what's up? If you're Chayev Bachrayus then you should be able to retract, right? Because it's still in your responsibility. It's not that it's out of your hands. It's still in your hands. So, Mimela, why can't you retract? So what's the pshat that he's Chayv Bachrayis even though he cannot retract? Because really, the Malve is Zoich in the Mammon. It's the Malve's Mammon. But since the Chov doesn't yet come to the Malve, the Loiv is not absolved from his debt. Because that's Mitnaya Piron, that it should come into his hand. That's a Tanai in the Piron, that not only does he have to pay, but that it should come into the hand of the Malve. So, in an earlier Siman, Rabbeinu Chaim explained, we spoke this out if not mistaken, that there are two drachim in understanding why it's not considered that the Malve got the moment. The Das HaRif, it's because through Din Zechia, it's not considered Yado Shel HaMalve. You're right, there's Zechia, but it's not Yado Shel HaMalve. According to the Rambam, it's because the whole din of Zechia only relates to the din of Yichud Lepiron. So Zechia is Yichud Lepiron, setting it aside, which we discussed at length, setting it aside for payment, but that's not Liyada Malve. So either because Aidei Zchi, it's not considered Kiyadah Shel HaMalveh, or according to the Rambam, again, you can look it up and see more in Siman Lamed Beis. And according to the Rambam, which again we spoke out, according to the Rambam, the pshat is that it's only yichud lepiron, but it's not that it came into his hand. So therefore, the lov is still chayv and achrayus. So yesh l'stapik begeder davar ze atzma. What's pshat that if he doesn't come into the hand of the malve, even though he's already zoche, the lov is not putter? Is it because it's considered that the chov is not yet paid off, and the chiyuv of the love is meikar din chovo? This chiyuv achrayus until it comes into the hands of the malve is part of the primary obligation of the love. Or we say no, that le'olam hachayv nifra shapir. That really, really, the debt is considered paid off. But there's something else. Midin chiyuve alva shekol od shelo yagia piron liada malve. The lov is responsible for dmei piron. It's begeder chiyuv shmira. In other words, it's a new chiyuv achrayus on the dmei piron velo meikar chovo. So how do you understand the fact that if he doesn't come into his hand, it's not considered paid off? Is it because it's part of his primary obligation, or no? You consider it paid off, but now he has a new chiyuv shmira, and that's why he's chayv b'achrayus. Or no? First way is that the reason it's chayv b'achrayus because it wasn't paid off yet. So it would appear that the assert of the Marit al-Ghazi that by moment shein lo tov is not chayv b'achrayus is only shaykh unless we say, if we say that it's not me'ikr chovo, but rather it's a chiyuv achrayus miyuchad al dmei apiron. Then we can say that by moment shein lo tovim, the kohen can't be toveh chiyuv achrayus on dmei apidyon. If you hold it's a new din chiyuv, it's a chiyuv chadash, then you can say that the kohen has no right to demand this chiyuv. Oh, you have to watch out for it. You have to watch over it for me to make sure it gets into my hand. So that would be with the Ma'arid al-Ghazi's mahalach. But if we say that the piron isn't yet finished, and the chiyuv halov is meikar chovo, so logic would dictate that even by pidyon haben, which is a chov, all of the conditions of a chov are relevant, and it's not considered a payoff unless it actually comes in the hand of the kohen. Because it's not because he has a schus tefiya, that's meikar din apiron. He has to make sure that the kohen is paid. So if it's meikar din apiron, he has to make sure it gets into his hand, in the hand of the kohen, so then it doesn't matter whether yesh lo tovim or ein lo tovim, he has to do his obligation to pay. And it could be that that's taka the machlokas Maharshal Machne Ephraim, that the Maharshal holds that the chiyuv achrayus is a special obligation, and therefore since it's mamon she'ein lo tovim, the kohen can't demand it. And then Achre Ephraim says no, that this is meikar chiyuv hapiron, and therefore it's not considered pidyon by giving it to a zikui al yidei achir. And he's still responsible for it because he hasn't done his payment yet. So now that we get to this point, it would appear that we don't have to come on to what Marit al-Ghazi says. That there's no chiyuv achrayus if someone's mezakeh dmei apidyon l'kohen, since it's mamon she'ein lo tovim. Since there's nobody demanding it, mele is no chiyuv achrayus. Because even if we say that there is a chiyuv achrayus, nevertheless, since it's not because he hasn't paid his debt, but rather it's a new chiyuv on the dmei piron, it's begeder chiyuv shmira, so this isn't noged at all to the chalos pidyon. What did the Marit al-Ghazi say? Marit al-Ghazi says pshat is that according to the Maharshal, when you are mezakeh a kohen through Yisrael, that the may pidyon haben, so it's mamon she'ein lo tovim, so it doesn't bother us. So there's no chiyuv achrayus because it's mamon she'ein lo tovim. He has no right. It's not his money. It's not the specific kohen's money. So therefore, he has no rights to say, "Oh, you have to guard it because it's not his." It's you have a chrayus, because it doesn't belong, it's not coming to this kohen. It can go to any kohen. So he has no right to make demands when it's not coming to him specifically. That's what Maharit Al-Ghazi said. But now, based on what we understand now, we can say more than that. We can say, even without coming onto that, even if we say that the Maharit Al-Ghazi wants to say there's no chiyuv achrayus. Even if we say that there is a chiyuv achrayus, but this chiyuv achrayus is not because he hasn't paid his debt. It's a new chiyuv. So memela, you can say azoy, you can say that in a chinami, even though ain lo tovim, there's still a chiyuv achrayus. But this is a new chiyuv achrayus that doesn't relate to the ikar din pidyon. The ikar din pidyon he already did. The ikar piron he did. Elamai, there's a new chiyuv, there's a chiyuv chadash of shmirah achrayus. And that would be pshad in the Marashal, that Imain Kohen Be'ir, he could be Mizaka, somebody with else with the five slime, give it to someone else on behalf of the Kohen. Why, what's the pshat? Pshat is because he did his piron. Ah, you have a new chiyuv of achrayis. Seder, but that's a separate zach, that's a separate chiyuv, that doesn't relate to the ikar piron achov. So if you say that the chiyuv achrayis is because of the ikar piron, so then you could say, oh, he hasn't yet paid up because he still has a chrayis that hasn't come into the hand of the kohen. The mitzvah wasn't fulfilled. But if you say, no, he did the piron. Elamai, he has a new chiyuv of a chrayis, so then it doesn't shter, it doesn't bother us, that doesn't impede his fulfillment of the mitzvah when he has a chiyuv of a chrayis, because that doesn't relate to the ikar piron. The ikar piron he did, and there's a new chiyuv of a chrayis. So according to this, we can explain the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Rambam holds that here Levi, that he's a shomer chinam, he returns the mana to Reuven. He returns this money to Reuven, and that's begeder miyet b'shmirasa. And that's begeder lessening the shmirah. And that's because, based on what we learned, b'das ha-machne Ephraim, begeder chiyuv achrayus, that where we lack the conditions of payment, that the debt should come into the hands of the malveh, so the piron hachov hasn't yet been concluded. Not that he has a chiyuv achrayus hamasa piron begeder shmir. How did the Machane Ephraim learn? As we're learning the Machane Ephraim, that it's mitnaya piron, that it has to come into the hands of the malveh. So what happened over here? Levi gets the money, and then he gives it back to Reuven. So that's miut shmira, because he's giving the mos to somebody who doesn't have to guard it at all, because the lov is not responsible for this specific money. He's just responsible for the general chov. So this is considered miut shmir, miyet b'shmiraso. So that's the problem here. The problem is shomer shemaser l'shomer. He gave it to a different shomer, and he was memayit b'shmiraso. He gave it to a shomer who is a lesser chiyuv shmira, because Levi has to guard the money itself, and Reuven, who gets the money back, he just has to make sure that the debt is paid up, but he doesn't have a specific obligation to guard this money. So memayla it's miut shmira. So that's why the Rambam says shneim chayavim b'achriyuso, because shomer shemaser l'shomer. And that's based on the Rambam in Hilchas Schiras Perak Ches, Alachadal, Alachahe, Gabi Moser, Shomer, Shemaser, Lashomer, that if he was Mimayit Bishmira, like a Shomer Sachar, was a higher level Shmira, he has more of an obligation, he gives it to a Shomer Chinam. So if something happens to this object, he's considered a Poshea, the Shomer Sachar is considered a Poshea, and he has to pay. He's Mimayit Bishmira, so see here also, Levi, by giving it to Reuven, is memayit b'shmira. And since he's memayit b'shmira, because Reuven just has to guard the chov b'chlaluso, but not this specific money. And Levi, he's responsible for this specific money. So that was very negligent of him to give it to Reuven. So memayla, Levi is also responsible. And obviously Reuven is responsible because Reuven has to make sure that it gets into Shimon's hand. And Levi's responsible because he was Mamayit Bishmirasa. So that's why the Rambam says that they're both responsible. The Ravid argues and the Ravid holds, like the Marishal, that the MS, the Lov is already absolved from this debt. Just he has a new obligation, a new chi of Shmira. There's now a new chi of Shmira. In other words, he paid the debt. And there's a new chi of Shmira now that devolves upon him to make sure that it gets in the hands of, until it gets in the hands of Shimon. That's the other tzad we said, that there's a new chi of Shmira. Giving it to the shliach is enough, and then there's being mezakid, and then there's a new chi of Shmira until it gets into the hands of the malvin. Ah, so when Levi gives it to Reuven, so that's a better Shmira. Because now Reuven, we said that when you are mezak al yidei acher, so then you have a new chi of Shmira. It's not that you haven't yet paid the debt. You paid the debt. But now in addition to the debt, now you have a new chiyuv. Kolot shelo yagi apiron liadam malveh, the lov is achrei al demei apiron begeder chiyuv shmira. So Reuven is more responsible than Levi. Levi is just a shliach. But Reuven has this special new chiyuv shmira upon him. So when Levi returns the money to Reuven, he's doing, it's a better shmira. Because it's only Reuven that has this new chiyuv shmira. It's because there are two aspects. You have to pay the debt, and you have to make sure that it comes into the hands of the malveh. And the making sure that it comes in the hands of the malveh, according to this tzad, is because there's a new chi of shmira. After you paid, you have a new chi of shmira. You're mezak al yedei acher, but you have a new chi of shmira to make sure that it gets into his hands. So that devolves upon Reuven. So when Levi gives it back to Reuven, so it's doing, he's doing better shmira, and Mamela Levi's pater. So that could be Mahalach in the Rambam. There are other, a lot of Svarim talk about this. Avraham Kotler talks about this in the Mishnah to Rabbi Aaron and Bava Basra, Levush Mordechai, Simon and Vavim Bamakama, the Masa Yad and Gittin, Rav Ilan, one of the great Lamdanim of our door, and Rav Kalmanson and his Kovitz Rishim Ashiran Gittin Simon Lam at other Svarim talk about this Rambam. So maybe we'll hopefully be zochah to revisit it. But in the meantime, we give everyone a bracha that we should be zelcha, all of us, lomo lulamid lishma last lakhams kolivisamotar sabi ahava. Amen, amen, shalom, 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 shal